So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Have you encountered this lately? Stuff falling off of trucks? I was on the expressway yesterday and some sort of metal, it looked like a piece of a fence or something, just came crashing on the expressway. So I'm swerving and I caught I think my left front tire caught a corner of it, and then it flipped this object up in the air and went into another lane, and I kept checking my tire pressure gauge. I survived. I don't know if the people behind me did, but
that's very scary when that happens.
Yeah, be careful out there. I think that happens more and more now. You hear about that a lot.
You know what happens to me a lot is a truck drops a little bit of dirt or gravel or something, and it just flies and hits your window, and it sounds like it's going to explode.
Right, yeah. I've had a window cracked with that. I try now never to follow a truck. That's my new rule. 713 Extremely Local News now, sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey, and first, let's talk about where the Art Institute Lions are. Good morning, Seamus.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, if you're downtown, if you're walking down Michigan Avenue, it's going to look quite different in front of the Art Institute. The both lions got temporarily removed by crane yesterday morning. For the first time in 20 years, they are going off-site for a bath. I think they're going to get steam cleaned and waxed and just get a little bit of maintenance. So it's rare. They've been around since 1893, and this happens every once in a while. But if you're looking for taking selfies downtown, you cannot find those guys. Speaking of things falling off trucks, They were spotted by someone on the train yesterday on the Eisenhower. Both lions were strapped to the back of a flatbed. Luckily, they did not fall off. That would have been something to see those guys bouncing down the street. But it was quite a strange sight to see the two very famous Art Institute lions completely uncovered on a flatbed truck, moving at about 65 heading west.
I really hate to refute your news gathering, Seamus, but I have learned that actually they're not getting a cleaning. The lions asked to be moved inside where it's air conditioned, so you may want to follow up on that.
Yeah, well, that's a smart move. well done, folks.
The Chicago breweries are teaming up for recycling. Tell us about this.
Yeah, if you're a fan of craft beer, in the last couple of years they've moved away from the six pack holders, the ones that have the birds that kill the birds. Now they use these hard plastic ones. They're colorful. They cover the whole top of the can, and they should be recyclable. But as a lot of things that you think are throwing into the recycle bin don't make it, they end up in the landfill anyway. That's what we hear happens to these. About 90% of the 10 million in circulation in Chicago end up in the recycling, end up in the landfill. So what they're doing is about 30 breweries around the area in the suburbs and in Chicago are serving as collection sites. If you just hold on to them at home, throw them in a drawer. Next time you visit the local brewery, you can bring in a stack of them, and they will get them off to a program called the Chicagoland Reuse and Recycling Co-op, run by a gentleman by the name of Alex Parker, who's helping to put this together, just to take one thing out of the garbage stream and help out. So I know at up at Temperance Brewery at Evanston, if you bring in a stack of them, they will fill your beer as high as that stack of recycling bins is. So there's some incentive to get a full beer's worth.
That'll work. Every little bit helps. More at blockclubchicago.org, including a nice animal story about the goat, the baby goat in Jefferson Park. Thanks, Seamus. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.